Spiritually, I will intensify my meditation. Spiritually, I will intensify my meditation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing us the thought for today. Spiritually, I will intensify my meditation. Just what does it mean to spiritually intensify my meditation? Well, this is part of the problem that most people have with their meditation. They do it so seldom that their meditation is about worldly things. Not that worldly things are bad, but they're distracting from what you could call spiritual things. Let's think about what a worldly meditation would be about. A worldly meditation would be about the book you're going to write, the house that you're cleaning, the telephone call you're making, the radio or television show that you're listening to, the disc on TV, a CD on the tape or whatever that you're listening to, the CD, the cassette, the lecture or the table topics that you're having at your own dinner table. These are worldly things. These are good things, but they're things that do not necessarily lead you to your spiritual silence, to your spiritual introspection, to your spiritual meditation. To think about is the definition of meditation, and that means everything, everything that we think about. Now, to have the most beneficial meditation, we might say we should have a positive. We should have it be something that is constructive, beneficial, uplifting, something that makes us feel better and makes us feel very good. However, that's not always the case. Our thinking is not always that way. We hear of a problem, oh! We hear of an accident, oh, we think of, you see, right away, try that once. Now, when I say we hear of a problem, say, oh, with me. We hear of a problem, oh. Now, does your stomach tighten up?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, well.
Now, tighten your stomach up, you should say, oh.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. You see, it really does when you notice it. And so, you see, what you're doing, you're turning off all your vital juices. You're turning off all your enzymes, and they're supposed to be doing a wonderful job, and you're increasing your adrenaline, which makes you digest your food faster and keeps you slim. But that doesn't always work either, because you can't keep your self in a constant state of adrenaline flow. I mean, that'd burn you out in no time. You'd soon be ready for the morgue. But thinking positive thoughts builds up positive attitudes within you, builds up the positive flow of the enzymes that are necessary to a happy, harmonious body. However, we don't do that. What we do is we think of everything under the sun. We give many things. Well, there's a political statement that says, I'm the political candidate for president, and I want equal time on your television show. I want equal time on your radio. If you gave President X time on the television, I want equal time, because I'm running too, and he's running too. And as long as he's running, we all get equal time when he gets equal time. So, what happens? They get equal time. And this is what your mind says to you. The thoughts that are negative and not beneficial, and the thoughts that are beneficial should have equal time. And the thoughts that are beneficial don't get the equal time, because they're a little more gentle. They're not so pushy. They're not so demanding. The thoughts that are negative are very demanding, and demanding our time constantly. Now, we should at least give the thoughts that are positive equal time with the thoughts that are negative. Preferably, we don't give negative thoughts any time at all, but that'll come. That'll come. Let's start by giving positive thoughts equal time with every negative. If we think a negative thought, immediately say to yourself, what's a positive thought about that? Now, they were feeding me a word this morning, and Ellen has used it very often. And she says, vis-a-vis, 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 which means across the way. Now, on the other hand, right? On the other hand. So that's equal time. So vis-a-vis is equal time. And we want to give vis-a-vis to our positive thoughts. In fact, we want to pay so much attention to the positive thought, we don't even notice the negative thought. We don't empower it in the slightest. Now, this is walking spiritually. I intend to intensify my meditation. So we want to spiritually intensify our meditation with positive thoughts. Now, we can have, well, we have done this to a degree. Each one of us, some better than others, some a lot better than others, in fact, we have done this when we were asked to write joy songs. We were told to take the joy songs, take any song in any book, and make the terms in it positive. It doesn't matter what the terms were, make them positive. Now, oh, but I like the feeling of it when it said will and hope and maybe and my belief and so forth. I like the feeling of that. Well, that's okay. If you like the feeling, it just shows how much you're still drawn to the relative and you're much drawn to the unreal, because believing in something, knowing something, pow, you know, it's like dynamite. But believing in something is a hopefulness and a wishfulness and desire. So we have played that game. We have played that game of wishfulness, of hopefulness, of desire, and we want to dispose of that. We want to dispose of that game by putting in its place, I know, it is so, it is done. And when we do that, we forget the fact that it's not done. When you go up around the path in the morning, as we all do, and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, are you thinking about you don't liking yourself? No. If you think about it, then you really got a problem. I mean, you haven't learned to be one-minded, one-pointed there. So just think, I like me, 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 I like 100 million billion trillion times a day. And as you do this, that's all your mind will know. That's all your mind will concentrate on. That's all your mind will respond to. That's all your mind will ever hear. And that's all your mind can react to. So if you just keep saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, that's all your mind can react to. And everything that is desirable and necessary to put that I like me into motion will be done by your mind and by your world. You will create I like me situations in your world. You'll create I like me situations. As you sit down at the table, you will be served the biggest piece of cake. Ha, 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 ha. You know, as you do anything, you'll get whatever it is, a full share and overflowing. And you'll say in all humility, oh, but this is the biggest piece of cake. Surely Ellen should have that. And Ellen say, I wanted you to have that because I have what I can eat. If you can eat that, go for it. You know, if it pleases you, take it. But eat as much as you want. And it's not a matter that I'm just trying to make myself look good by eating a small piece. It's that I really don't want it. And if you do want it, because I know how much you like chocolate cake with chocolate ice cream, you know, and chocolate, what's that, chocolate cream that you put on top, you know.
The whipped cream,
yeah. Do they have chocolate whipped cream? I bet they do.
Well,
yeah, so yeah. Chocolate whipped cream, yeah, and chocolate ice cream.
If you can think of it, they have it.
If you can think of it, they have it. That's right. So, you see, so you think, surely he would like a nice big piece. And so you give it to him, and sometimes he eats it, sometimes he doesn't. Most of the time he eats it. But this is the joyful thing about all this. If we will live our lives in recognition of who we are and affirm that regularly, we are doing our spiritually intensified meditation, because we are, what do you think about? What does that mean? To meditate.
Meditate.
To meditate means to think about. What do we think about? What do we meditate about? So if we're meditating about, I like me, I like me, I like me, that's it. Gesundheit. Yeah, Prost. Now, if you say, I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spiritual mind, spirit, mind, and body, hey, that's neat too. If we say, I am independently wealthy, that's neat too. I'm independently wealthy. What's that? I have these little kibitzers here who have a wit that not only is not even dry, it's interesting.
Baby.
But,
Baby wit.
Well, I don't know. Babies have pretty good wits. So we want to intensify our meditation every day by thinking good thoughts, good words, and good deeds, by living in harmony with ourselves, by always saying the positive. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. See, now we don't say that. You got to accentuate the positive, accentuate the positive, accentuate the positive, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Now we don't need that. No, don't mess with this. Now we have to think of some new words for that. But that'd be fun. It's a nice rhyme, nice melody to it. You gotta accentuate the positive, find out about the positive, accentuate the positive, and live positive all day long. Yes, live positive all day long. Wow, isn't that great? Now, spiritually, I will intensify my meditation every moment of every day with a positive thought about who I am and why I am so wonderful. And it's a great way to be, isn't it? I love you.
Love you.